Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And it's been 2 weeks since you guys have seen us.
And we're back again with another one.
Yeah, it feels good. Honestly, I feel like the break was much needed and I feel like we need to do that more often and just film two episodes and have a couple weeks off. It was great. I loved it.
See? And it's great when, especially after we did so much preparation for the show.
Yeah.
It just really gets overwhelming. Yeah. And like, it's a blessing that we have a lot on our plate, but like, we definitely be needing a break. We didn't talk about nothing podcast related for a week.
It was really feeling good because it's just like, sometimes we just get so locked into it and so used to it. And whatever the case, but
it's like you need to miss something sometimes. Like, I want to miss it, you know?
Right.
You looking at my hat?
No. how was your 2 weeks?
I'm all over the place right now.
I'm kind of all over the place too with just, I don't know. It's just been a lot. Where should we start?
Yeah. Okay. So right now I want to start with, this hat was given to me in New York. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Was that by the guy who made my hat?
No. This was one of the guests gave us both a hat.
Really?
Yeah. She gave us both a hat. And so this was mine.
I didn't get a hat from a guest.
You got a hat. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I got a hat from a guy who makes those hats.
No, this is somebody else who gave me this one. So she was in New York. So y'all.
Y'all,
I honestly be feeling like Eazy-E with the curly hair. I can't wear a hat. Like, bro, look at me.
Like Eazy-E with that hat.
I do look like Eazy-E with the
like
hat.
Like the
on.
Curls so, like, popping out.
I got my weave done.
And, wait, is that the Atlanta wig though?
No, this is not the Atlanta wig. Y'all, okay. When we came on the stage in Atlanta, I know where we could start.
The Atlanta wig was super cute.
Atlanta wig was hella fire. I bought this one and it didn't come in time. So I found a girl in Atlanta to do my hair the same day of the show. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I don't know. My cycle was on and I just have been feeling like very blah. Mm-hmm. With myself. I cried the other day.
Why?
Because my cycle was on.
Sorry.
And I was hormonal. No. And I was hormonal. And like, I was in Atlanta still. And I'm just like, I took the wig off. You know, I missed my hair. And this is so funny because so many people on my stories and in like on Instagram was just like, they seen me throughout my whole hair process and was like, do not cut your hair. And like, they're like, you're going to regret it. We already know how you are. And I am exactly like that in my life right now. I'm just like, it's a horrible growing out stage. Like, I look like a...
I literally said, do not do it. And then I said, at least keep it cute and short for a long period of time because the growing out process is so hard because you feel ugly most
Yo,
of the time.
Yo, I looked in the mirror and was like, I'm so ugly. No. And so, I mean, obviously I know I'm not because I'm very vain, but I literally had closed the door in like the hotel in Atlanta. And I'm just like, I'm trying to like, because obviously I was there and I'm trying to like,
you're like
looking in the mirror so dramatic like this.
I'm weak.
And crying, he opens up the door and is like, what's wrong? And he was like, you are so beautiful. And I was like, you got to say that.
I'm crying. That's funny.
But no, it's been a very, like, it's been a lot going on. But let me just start off with Atlanta. The show was amazing. It was a great show, you guys. And it, honestly, I think it was one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. LA will never top anything. I mean, LA.
Nothing will top LA.
Nothing will top LA. That's our first show, the most love we ever got. But like Atlanta, I just feel like went so smoothly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it went so, like, there were little things that we were, you know, kind of.
Small, though. But it was, like, after New York, we were, like, we cannot have another situation like New York. It was so high stress and so, it was just far too much. We got too comfortable with the LA and the Arizona show. And we're, like, okay, we thought that New York was going to be a breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was, like, just downhill from there.
New York taught us to be on our P's and Q's. So when we went to Atlanta, we knew everything. Like, we had, like, a list orchestrated. We had, like, bam, this task is dedicated to this person. This dad's. I need a second.
Why?
We haven't been here in so long.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm all over the place.
No, you're not. You're fine.
Okay, cool.
What, you don't feel comfortable? I'm just over here chilling, y'all.
Yeah, I'm like.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong? Are you okay? Bro, I think she's still going through whatever.
I had some family stuff going on earlier, right before this. Like, it's just, like, a lot going on right now. But, like, everything's great. We're good.
So you're having a fake smile moment.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, yes. And it was, and then on the inside, you're really like, I can't do this.
This
right
is
now.
A lot right now.
Really?
Yeah.
But well, I'll take it away for a moment so you can gather. Looking for easy, flavorful meals that fit your busy schedule? Factor's got you covered with chef-made gourmet dishes that are dietitian approved and ready in just 2 minutes. Whether you're on the go or just want to eat well without the hassle, these meals help you stay on track while enjoying great taste. Fuel up, feel great, and keep moving. No prep required.
With everything going on, especially while us touring, Factor meals have been a game changer. Between the nonstop schedule and trying not to overspend or waste money on groceries, having ready-to-eat meals that are actually good has made life so much easier. No stress, no extra time spent cooking, just quick, delicious meals that keep things running smoothly. Honestly, we have been a fan of Factor meals since we first got sponsored with them in the beginning. It is such a game changer, you guys. The meals are delicious. They are quick and they are effective for sure.
It saves us so much money while we're touring. And, you know, when we're out and getting groceries and all of that, it's just too much. The groceries go bad. With this, we know what meals we're going to get, how many we're going to get, what we're going to eat. And we just love it all around. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Eat smart with Factor to get 50% off your first box, plus free shipping. That's code BEHINDTHELIKES50OFF at factormeals.com/BEHINDTHELIKES50OFF to get 50 off plus free shipping on your first box. And that is a deal, you guys.
How about that?
Let's talk about and I can resume back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had
this is too much for me right now.
I had the DC hosting at Rose Bar, which was great. I loved meeting the girls who came out to Rose Bar. It was girls in merch. It was a girl, bro. I feel so bad because a girl literally came out and had a little yarn hat that she made me and like a little yarn like ball type thing. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was really cute. And then I lost it traveling and I felt so bad because I wanted to pose for her obviously and that couldn't happen but I loved meeting everybody in DC. That was great. But y'all, can I please just tell y'all the bullshit that I was going through with my hair and my makeup? And it's just always a story. And the makeup story that happens in Atlanta, we get way more in depth about that in
on our Patreon. Yeah, it's a whole, like, it's a, we film, oh, also, we filmed a lot of, like, the Atlanta. We have so much behind the scenes footage that will be on Patreon soon for you guys. Mm-hmm. So I am so excited to give y'all that because we really are, we really were on
We've been on it.
Our Patreon content has been coming through.
Mm-hmm. We've been posting a lot.
Yeah, we've been posting consistently.
So make sure y'all go to our Patreon and subscribe if y'all want to get, like, the in the moment of it happening. Mm-hmm. But, so basically, I went to go get the blonde wig done, y'all. Y'all know I did the blonde wig because I was like, oh, my hair was blonde when I lived in Atlanta. So I'm gonna like run it back and like, you know, do a little Atlanta 1-2 moment. Mm-hmm. And y'all, the guy puts the wig on my head and I'm not thinking really nothing of it. I'm like, okay, you know, I haven't worn blonde hair in a little while, so I don't know exactly how the shit moves, but like he had did curls in my hair and the curls had dropped like immediately. And I was like, this is weird, but I was like, did curls used to drop like this with blonde hair? Like, I'm confused.
Like, is it bleached?
Yeah, like I couldn't remember. I was like, maybe it's over processed, whatever. So I go to the I go to the DC hosting. I go to the DC hosting. And bro, I'm in the fucking club and my wig is lifted off of my head. What I curled my hair before I left and 5 minutes later the curls are completely flat. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on with this hair?
Yeah.
Bro, my homegirl is like, oh, it's synthetic hair. It's not human hair.
Also, tell them the price that you paid for it.
I paid $850 for him to install this wig on my head that ended up being a synthetic blend hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was furious. So I'm in the club and not only is it fake as hell, it's lifting up half of the side. I'm like holding the wig down on my damn head. Like I was like, this is actually a disaster, but the show must go on. So fly to Atlanta the next day. I hit up the hair guy and I'm like, yo, this hair is synthetic. Like, I can tell. I used to have wigs for, I'm like, I mean, the guy was cool.
What did he say?
he was cool about it. And he was like, oh, maybe they gave me a synthetic blend. But I'm like, bro, if you do hair, in my mind, really, I feel like you know. Yeah. And I don't know if you thought that I didn't know, but I used to be bald. So, like, I used to wear wigs for many years, just like Shy, how she is going through her wig phase. I went through my wig phase. I mean, of course, my wigs were way better. And they were more laid.
Yeah, I just popped this bitch on.
But of course, it was a different phase for both of us. But I went through the awkward hair, like, as y'all remember, when everybody used to call me Alejandro because I looked like a little Latino boy. But so I'm like, bro, this is a synthetic wig. He's like, oh, okay, my bad. Like, I'll get another one, da-da-da. So have this Atlanta hairstylist pull up. She comes, does my hair. She's like, yeah, this is a synthetic blend. I'm going to cut a little bang into it. Girl, the bang just flip-flopping all around. The bang won't even hold in my damn head. We in the club. I got a damn hair clip in my damn head. We go, bruh. You know what? I just got to tell the full story, bro. I got to tell the full story of everything that really happens because I have to.
Of what?
Of just everything.
No, keep some stuff for the Patreon.
No,
please.
No, I'm not telling the whole makeup
what?
Artist. Okay, I have to tell the real details. So also, because you know what, we're supposed to be an unfiltered podcast. So the day I'm landing into Atlanta, I get a call from a boy who I had been talking to.
Who?
For a couple, you know who I'd been talking to for like a couple months, but I hadn't met yet.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about this. Yeah, it's been so much going on.
It's been so much. So, bro. Okay, so it's this boy that I've been talking to for like a couple months, but like I had never met him. And it's a boy in Atlanta that I was kind of talking to too, but me and him wasn't like, you know, neither one of them was nothing serious. But I had told the Atlanta boy, I was like, oh, yeah, when I land, come out with me and my friends. Like, you know, we're going to go grab some food, like blah, 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 whatever the case. So when I'm on the plane to Atlanta, I get a call from, oh, what should we call him? I can't call him anything too obvious.
Country boo?
No, that's too obvious.
There's so many country niggas in America.
Okay, I'm going to call him Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump. I like Bubba Gump.
High five. Okay, his name is Bubba Gump. So Bubba Gump calls me while I'm on the plane to Atlanta. He's like, what's up? Like, I know you're going to Atlanta today. I know we haven't talked in a couple weeks, but I know you're going to Atlanta. I'm going to drive to Atlanta to see you. So I'm like, okay, he's making an effort. Like, that's cute, whatever. And I'm like, damn, I already told the Atlanta boy that he could come out with me and my friends.
Yeah.
But really, I've been talking to Bubba Gump for longer. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just see Atlanta boy the next day.
No, so she called and was just like, so what do you think I should do? I'm like, it's an easy call. If he's driving out here, tell Atlanta boy who lives here.
But I'd already made plans with Atlanta boy.
So what? He lives there. So it wouldn't make any sense to be like, you could literally easily just be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to just chill with my homegirls tonight.
And then be out in the club and he's going to see me in the club.
Who's ever posting the man? You could be like, I'm chilling with my homegirls in the club and this and that. Like, that's what I would have said.
Okay, so basically, Bubba Gump was like, I'm finna drive to see you. So I had to tell Atlanta Bay. I was like,
what did you say?
I said, I'm not feeling too good. I'm not gonna go out. And he was no, it was hella funny because I was like, so I gotta tell you something. Don't be mad. He was like, what lie are you about to tell me?
Exactly.
It definitely was a lie. So I was like, I don't think I'm going to go out tonight. I don't think we're going to go out because, like, we got a lot to do for the show tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, okay, I bet you're going to go out. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then, like, 4 hours later, I was like, yeah, I think we're going to just go out with just the girls, like, whatever. I wasn't trying. Yeah. I wasn't trying to be trifling, but I was just, you know, trying to make everybody happy.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But I don't feel like you owed him anything at the end of the day.
I didn't know. One of them not a motherfucker.
Nothing, honestly.
Never slept with either one of them.
Exactly.
However
you wanted to.
And I did.
That's how I felt.
Right, and I did. So this is what pissed me off with that, since y'all love my dating tea so much. So bro, Bubba Gump comes into town, right? He's making it seem like he was coming to see me. He gets there and I'm like, okay, well, these are the plans that we had for tonight. Like, the owner here wants us to pull up here and then, you know, we could do something after. Like, it's my friend's birthday. He's like, oh, me and my homeboys is going to so-and-so. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so in my mind, I'm like, so you didn't come for me. You came for your homeboy. And I happen to be here as well. That's what it really is giving, you know? So whatever. I'm just like, whatever is cool. He comes. He like takes a shower because he had like did that long ass drive. Understandable. Completely fine. And then we go stop by. What was that place called?
I don't know.
Copper Cove.
Oh, also it was 404 weekend.
404 day.
404 day. It was like a popping weekend in Atlanta. Low key, a lot of people were out there. We didn't even know like when we originally like planned it to be that day, but it was a popping weekend. So
yeah,
that does make sense why he would be there too.
Right. So boom. So we go to Copper Cove, which we were all supposed to go to. He didn't even want to go to Copper Cove, but I'm like, these are the plans that we had. You said that you was coming out here to see me. Blah blah blah. We walk into Copper Cove, and he's like with his homeboy ducked off in the corner, like chatting. We haven't been in there for 30 seconds, y'all. And I'm just like, they like, man, you know, there ain't nobody in here. We just, we trying to go to the thing that we had planned. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, let's just go. Like, let's just go to whatever the hell they had planned. Y'all, we go to the club with these damn, the Bubba Gump, whatever. And, bruh, but keep in mind, Bubba Gump don't drink. He don't do nothing. So he's sober, clear-minded. I could just tell that I was not going to be able to fuck with him because he was not paying me no mind, not even like making sure I'm good. He wanted to like stand where all the people could see him and like all this. And I'm like, we're sitting up over here ducked off. Like, we don't need everybody to see us. We're not trying to be in the mix and be seen and all that extra stuff. You want to stand in front of the damn crowd and like do all this extra stuff. I don't like that. You know how I am. I don't need to be seen with nobody. So I was just like, okay, like, this is kind of annoying. And then he kept, like, disappearing and, like, going other places. And I'm just like, you're not even making sure that we cool. Like, you just over there, you here for your homeboys. You're being a lesbian, if I'm being real. You're being a lesbian. So I'm like, I'm going to leave, whatever. I leave, I go, blah, blah, blah. Next day is the show. Next day, Atlanta Bay comes to the show, right? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, 2 weeks before the show, I told Atlanta Bay, I said, when you come to our show, don't come empty-handed. You should have flowers with you. Keep in mind, I understand. People don't go to many shows. They don't know that you're supposed to give people flowers after a show. He's like a little younger. Like, I'm
how
letting
old is he?
Younger. So he, you know, I'm just like letting him know, like, you know, you get me flowers, you get Shy flowers, you make sure you do that. And then I think I had reminded him one other time, like a week before the show. I'm like, don't forget, don't come empty handed or something.
It's like
that.
You don't want to have to remind somebody to do that for you, though.
You don't have to remind nobody, but I'm just like, I'm
don't
helping him out. You know, I'm helping him out. Like,
give
I'm
him the blueprint.
I'm trying to tell him, you know, what kind of girl I am, what kind of shit I like, what kind of effort you need to put forward for me and my best friend if you're going to come to our show. Yeah. So he comes to the show late with no flowers. After the show, I block him. I text him RIP, which means you're dead to me. And I block him. And I went about my little situation, which some may think is harsh, but I don't think it's harsh because also he was cheap as hell.
Yeah. Oh. So let's rewind back to Bubba Gump. Okay. I feel like you were extremely irritable that entire day, and I feel like you could have given it more of a little bit of a time because he was making sure we were okay. Mind you, it was me, Winter, Mia, Taylor.
And did I tell you what he did the next day?
No, I'm not finished.
Hold on. Before you continue, can I tell you what he did the next day? He went and liked Taylor's pictures. Hold that tongue. Hold that tongue. Clack that C. Hold that tongue. Clack that T, hold that tongue. Exactly.
Well.
Exactly. Enough of the excuses. I peeped how he was moving. I peeped the scene. He wasn't like on Taylor or nothing or whatever.
No, he wasn't at all. But the thing is, though, it was just, he wasn't on anybody like that. But he made sure, like, he took us to the section. Nobody was in the section. Like, so this is the stand. This is where I was looking at it from. Regardless of if he's doing anything, he's, like, making sure we're all fine. Like, we got a section. We're not going to be, like, nobody wants to be in the middle of the crowd.
Well, obviously that wasn't going
to
happen.
Yeah, of course. I know. But I'm just saying, like, if we were to go out, like.
Okay, but that's like a promoter could do that.
But that's bare minimum. But I mean, I'm saying it's just like,
this is somebody who's like been talking to me for multiple months, who's making it seem like I'm coming to Atlanta for you.
Yeah.
Did that seem like somebody was coming to Atlanta for me? Because it was daddies around. It was daddies around I wanted to choose up on.
I ain't like, never choosing no daddy.
I was looking
in general,
around.
But especially in Atlanta.
No, I was girl, people could be in town, you know. But I'm looking around and I'm like, damn, it's a couple fine ones, you know. Yeah. Looking over here and I'm looking over there and I'm like, but I'm supposed to be here with him, but he ain't even over here.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? I'm single, so it's just like, whatever. So I'm just like, I was just like, then even when I left, I was like, I'm going to the restroom. He had texted me. He was like, where'd you go? I was like, I'm in the restroom. I'm about to leave. And then he was like, what do you mean? I was like, you could walk me out. The least you could do is walk me out. because you just over there frolicking around and all kinds of shit. So he comes out. He's like, oh, like, why are you leaving? I was like, kick it with your homeboys. Like, you know, that's clearly what you came here for. Mm-hmm. Like, da, da, da. Like, it ain't no bad blood. Like, you know, do you? Because I'm like, I want to go. And really, I wanted to call Atlanta Bay and see what he was doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm out. He was like, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you did not come here for me, yeah. Which is fine. I don't care because I didn't want to talk to you anyways. Like, honestly, I didn't want to talk to you anyways because I don't like another reason why I didn't want to talk to him was because remember when me and him were like talking for probably like a month, he was supposed to come out here for St. Patrick's Day. Remember? Mm. He was like, I'm going to come out there. Because he was trying to fly me out. And I was like, I'm not getting flown out. I don't want to. That's the place that I'm at in my life. I'm not letting nobody fly me out.
Yeah.
You can come to me first. And then once we meet, we see if we like each other, then I'll fly out to you. But I feel like I'm not wasting my time on these. Anybody can fly me out. Anybody wants to fly me out. I just realized like I'm at the point where that's not doing nothing for me. That's accessibility to you.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
To me, I was just looking at it from a standpoint of like, he could just be a good time in Atlanta and know it for what it is. And then after that, be like, all right, nigga, go about your way. You go about mine. Right. But if you don't have the patience to deal with that, then you don't have to deal with that.
I really don't because, like, he's also just, he has shown me already multiple times he's not a man of his word. When he was supposed to come out there for St. Patrick's Day, and then he was, like, literally day before last minute was like, oh, don't be mad at me, but I'm not going to make it. I said, okay, goodbye, no problem. And you keep bothering me. I keep being like, okay, no problem, whatever. But to me, it's like, if you really want to deal with me, if you really want to date me, you would have came to L.A. when you could. You're not working. You can come to L.A. right now. I know what's going on. So you made that, you know, you made that decision.
Yeah, you made that bed. Now you lay
down. And that's what even another guy who's like trying to date me right now, he was like, oh, when can I see you? Like, come fly here, blah, blah, blah. You could come to L.A.
Yeah.
You can make that effort. If you really want to see what's up, come to L.A. We can see if there's a connection. If there's not a connection, I'm not going out of my way no more. Mm-hmm. I'm not hopping on nobody's flight.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in nobody's space. Like, fly me out to where? To your house? To a hotel? If nobody's going to put me in a hotel. But, like, if I don't know you like that, I'm going to want a hotel.
And sometimes it brings expectations that you're not even, like, I don't even want to deal with.
Right. I'm not hopping on no damn flight for these motherfuckers. Like, I don't know.
I get that. And then, like, when you are catching a flight and getting flued out.
Right.
I've been flued out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been flued out before. Yeah. But it's like sometimes it's an expectation that you're not really like, what if we're not even vibing? And then it's like an awkward situation and I'm out of my element. I don't want to be put out of my element. So I get that. In Atlanta with Bubba Gump, I was just like, let's just enjoy it for what it is. He here right now. We vibing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what
I
mean? Like,
I mean, I know. But if you know who I am and you know how I am.
Yeah.
And it was, I need attention. I need attention.
But here's the thing. Will be confusing me with you sometimes. Don't take this the wrong way. But it's like you be blocking niggas and then like 3 weeks, 3 months later, it'd be like, next thing you know, it'd be like, hey. I'd be like, I know exactly who that is. So it'd be like,
I don't be like, hey to them.
No, I'd be like that. You'd be like, look who it is. And I'd be like,
okay, because of course.
But I'm saying, if you know who they are, then just put them in categories and be like, he's just funny.
Okay,
just a
the
good
only time.
Time
I block and unblock is guys what? Is when they have really good dick. Ain't nobody else getting unblocked.
Clip that. No.
Right. Ain't nobody else getting off the block
That's
list.
Hilarious.
Unless you have put that work in and you deserve. Because, you know, like I've said, bad dick gets you one chance, good dick gets you 20. Just about.
I like that.
It does get you 20 chances. So
it does. Good dick will have you literally.
Yeah,
like,
it will have you giving people chances.
Wasn't that bad.
Right. So I mean, and then liking my friend's pictures the next day.
No, that's actually.
I texted him. I said, not you liking my friend's picture. I was like, you're weird as hell. He was like, it wasn't even like that. Yes, it was. Yes, and you're weird. You're weird as hell. And I don't like that. Like, I'm happy you did it because I was never going to. It was never going to be that.
That's out of line. That's so out of line.
So out of line. It's like, bro, it's like, I think maybe you're trying to be petty because I was like, it ain't going to work between us. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you could have just kept it cute and kept
childish.
It cool.
Yeah,
it's childish. It's so childish.
And I was telling him, I was just like, look, before I was like, look, my boyfriend's going to be at the show. Like, you have somebody to be there with. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even like that type of situation. And he was just like, I'm going to see if she want me to come. I'm like, why are you here? If, like, she obviously would want
and
you to
I
come
And I told
to
him to come. I had told him to come to the show, too. And he was like, I'm going to see, I might leave, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's cool because I got another person to come anyway. So honestly, I really don't need the mix up. I don't need two boys like, hi, boyfriend. Like, I don't need that. So I'm, and then keep that boy with the no flowers. Get out my damn face. Yeah. Like, bruh, that boy was just a mess. And honestly, I was way out of his league. I was really doing a service. I just, you know, so,
I told you that.
Everybody told me that. But, you know, I try to deal with people for who they are.
Oh, y'all, by the way, this is her real hair.
Yes, it is.
Like, show both sides. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is so pretty right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. I'm just kidding. Damn. Jealous that you cut your hair off. Yeah, really cut. No, your hair could have been longer.
It could have been way longer.
Actually, her hair was always been longer than mine. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, he was, but.
It was just a mess.
It was just a mess. Honestly, okay, now I'm ready.
Now they're going to be in the comments like, it's why you can't keep a man. I don't want to keep no man who's running amok. Y'all keep them mucky ass men.
Who says I want to be kept? That's what
honestly.
Okay, no. So Atlanta for me was fun, though. I had a grand ghetto ball the whole entire time in Atlanta. Like,
she
really
stayed,
did.
Though, like 5 days, a week after.
I went on a blind date with a friend, a homegirl. Like, Shannon has a friend who lives in Atlanta. So she was just like, go meet up with her if you're not doing anything. So I went and met up with her, and we had a grand ghetto ball. We went to go.
Who was the girl?
This girl, Taylor. Her name was Taylor, too. But
you could have went with Millie.
Oh, shit.
You didn't even think about that, huh?
I didn't even think about that.
We went to brunch with Millie,
too. I've been feeling like Millie just be, like,
doing her own thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the girl said she had just, like, you know, started working for a minute. So she was just out and about in Atlanta. So
she was fun?
She was fun. We went to hookah. We went to the strip club. Like, we had a blast.
Oh, you trying to get rid of me?
That was my bestie in ATL. Yeah, no. I told you. I was like, she should have stayed a little while, but I ended up staying a while. And I went out every day. I'm tired of wings and hookah at this point. I really am.
Yeah.
But I really did have a good time. And it was just cool being back in, like, the South a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I be missing L.A. Like, it's just nothing like L.A. to
it's
me.
Not.
You know, it's really nothing like L.A. But it's I had a good time. And then I started getting depressed towards the end because I was like, my cycle's coming on. My anal fissure came back.
Okay, actually, I can't talk because
what did you do today? And she said you
still. And the only reason why I did it is because she overshares so much, like, bro, too much information. So I sent her a video of me having diarrhea. And I said, that's not pee. And it was like, sounded like pee going in the toilet, and it was not.
And you know what's funny? She'd be nasty and be sharing things with me, but I was utterly shocked. I was like this. When I heard, I was like.
And I knew she was going to be so disgusted. Yeah, I
was
I don't care.
Disgusted. Me and my sister used to do this thing where if, like, our poop was shaped like a C or a D, like our initials, we would send it to
you. See, I don't want to see. She used to send her logs of shit, and I would be like, I actually need you to stop doing that. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, that's hella nasty.
But
you didn't have no troubles in Atlanta. Oh, she tried to steal my money.
Oh, shit. I got it with me.
Talk about that. She tried to steal my money.
I was like,
$2,000, y'all.
I was like, is this?
Tell him how you tried to steal my money.
I said, I think this is for me in here, but I don't know.
Yeah, and this is how I really don't know how that money got in that bag. Because it was in my purse. I swear to God, it was in my purse. I had an envelope full of cash, only two bins.
Oh, do you have my white sweatpants? The long ones?
No.
One thing about this.
I didn't wear those. Bitch. I did not wear those damn sweatpants.
Yeah, you probably can't with that big old juicy booty.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can with that flat back. Girl, I didn't take those. I did not take them damn sweatpants. But no.
Oh, back to the money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, it really was just in my, it was in my suitcase. So, I'm just like, and it was in a Chase envelope.
I didn't even notice it was gone. If you wouldn't have said it, I would have, because I was like, I just thought it was in my purse.
I'm like, did you take out, I looked at our bank account. I'm like, did you take out 2,000, like, whatever amount that was in there? I'm like, no. So, I don't know what this is from. I should have kept it.
Yeah, and
myself.
Then she was like, oh, do you know anybody who was missing some money in an envelope? And I was like,
that is not true. I said, did we take money out in Chase?
That's not what you said. That's not. You were like, do you know if anybody was missing an envelope? And I was like, how much money is it? And you're like, I don't know. And I was like, is it $2,000? And you were like, let me check. And then you're like, no, it's $1,800.
This ain't for you.
Right. You're like, you, baby girl? Somebody probably put this in. I was like, no, I spent $200 on that damn hair, girl. I had forgot that I gave that girl $200. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was almost really bad. I mean, whatever, got it back. But I mean, I guess it's not that deep. But how blessed are we to not keep track of $2,000?
Right.
Right. But yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's pretty much how the week went. Oh, and then I went through the stuff with the damn makeup artist, which we do talk about on the Patreon, but I'm going to just give y'all a little synopsis. She don't want me to talk about the details so bad.
Because we talked about it for like 20 minutes on Patreon.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about it too damn deep, but bro, I'm tired of people blowing up my motherfucking phone.
Oh, she's popular. Sorry. There's going to be a lot of edits in this episode.
Sorry, y'all. Okay. Anyways, so I had a makeup. Y'all, I don't know why I keep going through things with these damn makeup artists in these damn cities, but basically I had a makeup artist scheduled. Just watch the Patreon.
Exactly. I don't want to talk about it. So, y'all, we have some news for you. We added an extra date, and we actually have the official date for this show and the...
In Virginia Beach.
Yes.
Let's say where it is.
It is in Virginia Beach, you guys, and it is on June 19th, you guys. June 19th. This is our first official for the second leg of the tour. If you are in Virginia Beach or if you know somebody in Virginia Beach and who has not heard of us, send them our podcast. Keep them up to date so they can be at this show because we are excited to see y'all. I am excited to be there. I have never been to Virginia Beach, so I think that
I've never been to no damn Virginia Beach. What happens? What happens in Virginia Beach?
Stays in Virginia Beach.
If y'all are in Virginia Beach and y'all listen to the pod, please comment below. We do need to know. I mean, I did make a poll like who would come to a Virginia Beach show and I did get a lot of like yeses.
Exactly.
But bro, I'm excited. I feel like a lot of people say yes and then like don't.
But when we did our analytics, how we picked the shows was because of where people watch the most from and like.
This is not a place.
Yeah. So, but it's just, I think this is a great opportunity and a good place to connect and like just like, you know, rub elbows with some people as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that because I feel like it's pointing us in the right direction of just like, you know, just like moving forward,
stepping outside of our comfort zone.
So like if y'all are in Virginia Beach, this is a big thing for us. So be sure to tune in. It will be on June 19th, 2025, you guys. And we are so excited. Yes. And we're only doing one tier. So all of the tickets will be the same price. We're not doing VIP. We're not doing meet and greet. Everything will be the same because we want this like an equal experience for everyone.
And yeah, and it's not going to be like that at every show, but
yeah, no, just Virginia Beach.
This is just Virginia Beach. We're just doing like a little pop-in for y'all because we had an opportunity with a venue to do a show there. So that is why there's going to be one tier. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's going to be super fun. So we hope to see you there June 19th. So please make sure you go check out those tickets. They're going to be, the link is in our bio.
And it will be on our website as well.
Yes. Okay, so let's get into Watched and Read. Did you read anything? No, you read the back of a hookah and a lemon pepper flats.
Actually finished that book that I suggested the other time, The Real, and I don't know if it was because I was PMSing, but it was so good. I was constantly crying.
Really?
My hormones were just all over the place this week. But yeah, it was actually really good. And I watched.
What?
Finally, everybody has been commenting and saying to watch Severance. Mm-hmm. Bro, on Apple TV, I finally like got the
little. Did I watch Severance?
It's on Apple TV, and it's actually really good. It's a show about this guy. He has two split lives, so it's like a severance. He works for this office in this company, where he just only remembers work. He does not remember anything else. And the moment he like leaves out of the elevator from work, he has a completely different life, and he does not remember what he does at work, and his work doesn't remember what he does at home. Ooh. So it's like it's a whole situation. They're trying to figure out what they actually do there. Uh-huh. It's actually really interesting, and it gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
I definitely want to watch that. That sounds
really good.
Yeah,
it's actually really good.
Did you watch anything else?
No.
I watched Real Housewives of Atlanta. We're so different. I watched Severance. I'm like, Real Housewives. I watched Real Housewives of Atlanta and Black Mirror, the new season. I'm watching that. But I want to quickly talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta for the people who watch it, because I know you didn't.
No.
But this new season is actually so good, and I'm so happy because I feel like Real Housewives of Atlanta was falling all the way off, and they needed these new characters. They needed this. Mm-hmm. They needed Shamia on the show. I know you're not going to be able to talk about it, but I'm just talking to the viewers.
Is Brittany Renner still on it? I know
Brittany
her.
Brittany Renner was on Basketball Wives,
okay,
Papa.
Okay, well.
But anyways, so they got Shamia on the show now, which she's so funny. She's always been on the show as like Portia's friend. And I'm so happy they got her on the show because she has such a hilarious personality. I'm like, why did y'all have her on here as a show when y'all have had all these dub ass characters on here? For what reason? I have no idea. But Portia's back on the show. I'm sure she's back on the show because, you know, her and Simon getting that divorce. She got to get that checkup. I feel you, girl. Do your thing. I think Portia is so cute. Bruh, Portia, do you know how old Portia Williams is?
I heard Portia had a fat ass in high school. Like, they called her Portia with the big booty. That's what I...
Okay. But Portia's in her 40s. I did not know that. She looks so young.
Oh, you thought she was like...
I thought she was at least like 38, you know? But she's like 42. And I was like, damn, okay, girl, you fine as hell. But so there was actually something that happened. Do you know Kenya Moore?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Nene?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Kenya Moore got into it with one of the new cast members. She is a girl named Britt Eady. I'm pretty sure that's her name. Me and Britt Eady have mutual friends. I think she has like LA mutual friends. I don't know if she's lived in LA before, but I know for a fact we have mutual friends. But Kenya got into it with this girl, Britt Eady, right? And at Kenya's like hair care event, Kenya printed out bulletin boards of Britt Eady sex tape of hers. Yes.
Printed it out at an event with
multiple people. And Kenya Moore shows these things of her S and the D of Britt Eady's S and the D.
Out of
she
line.
Got kicked off the show. Kicked off the show. Kenya's been on the show for how many years, y'all? And she gets kicked off the show.
I've known about Kenya. Wasn't she in the beginning?
She's been on the show for like 10 years.
And she got... That's revenge porn.
Exactly. So everybody's like...
She's way too old to be doing that.
Right. Too. Everybody's like, oh, what are you thinking? Like, do you think Kenya was wrong? Do you think Britt was wrong? But they're saying, do you think Britt was wrong? Because they had got into it before and Britt had said something about, oh, I got a pistol. So she's like that, you know, you're not supposed to say that. Right. You're not supposed to say that, da da da, which is true, but revenge porn is illegal. That's not, you know.
Could saying I have a Glock be admissible in court?
She didn't say I'm going to pew pew you. Mm-hmm. She just said, over here we got whips and chains and pistols. She says something like that. And she didn't even say it to her.
Yeah.
She said it to her husband. She was talking to her husband talking shit. She didn't even say it to Kenya. So it really wasn't like a threat, you know? She was just talking shit.
Oh, I got one on you. How about you got the sex tape too?
So she goes and shows these damn explicit pictures at her hair care event.
At her own hair care event.
No, so trashy.
Why would you take? See, I'm all invested. So I need trashy. To watch that.
So trashy, y'all. And I'm just like, I'm disappointed, Kenya. You should have did better. But honestly, Kenya Moore is off her rocker. She's a little off. She seems a little odd. I don't know if she's normal in real life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously there's a TV character, and then there's like who you really are in real life. But Kenya. It seems like somebody I would be scared of. She seems unstable a little.
Like she had that mentally, one eye twitching.
She seems one of those really pretty girls who's kind of like, you know? So I've always like kind of, oh no, about the situation.
She's been in the industry for so long though. I'll like randomly watch like an old movie and I'm like, that's Kenya Moore.
Right. She's so pretty. Gorgeous, 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 gorgeous lady.
Yeah, but no, revenge porn, people don't play about that. And then it'd be like, it reminds me of like that Sherelle, like with the episode where she like kept bringing up that girl's like porn.
Right.
Story.
She was like, yeah, you're not my type of girl because you have a sex tape. Girl, what the hell? We all done fuck somebody.
You know what? We need to stop shaming women for doing that and shame the men for exposing it.
Mm-hmm. Right, because what do you mean? You mad because she sucked a little dick. You ain't never sucked a little dick. And you sucked dick on camera. We know everybody sucked dick on camera. It's just about if it's gotten exposed or not.
Exactly.
That's the only difference.
Shame these men, because we all done sucked a little dick before.
Exactly. And I do it very well.
Oh, wait. So how was Black Mirror, though?
Black Mirror is amazing. Y'all have to go watch it, bro. Issa Rae is in, like, the third episode.
Oh, that's why she was...
Yes.
That thing was going around.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, bro, people are so dumb talking about Issa Rae on some demonic stuff. Girl, it's for the show.
She is an actress, and she be acting her ass.
It was just very, it was a little weird seeing Issa Rae in the Black Mirror episode because I'm trying to separate her from Issa in Insecure and then Issa in the show. So I just kind of was giggling a couple times like, girl, what are you doing here? You know? But I am proud of Issa Rae. She does so much and like she's so inspirational. So shout out to her. But
social media question of the week. What's a lesson you learned the hard way?
You start, Papa. I've been talking plenty.
STDs, use the condom. That's what I said. No, honestly, I said that. But
Chlamydia,
gonorrhea, syphilis, HPV, trichomonas. it's the list goes on.
The clap.
The clap. No, I think seriously, like, you know, you have a digital footprint. It goes around everywhere you go. Like, that's a lesson you have to learn. I've learned the hard way. Like, what you say online, what you do online, like, somebody could pull up some shit I said from MySpace in 2010.
I've learned really, you know, the hard way.
So I think that, like, you know, to be more mindful, and even on the podcast, like, to be more mindful of the things that I say are, like...
Really?
Not even the podcast, but, like, yeah, sometimes...
I don't think you say anything too bad on the podcast.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, people be doing too much sometimes with a lot of different things. And it's like you say one thing and it leads into a whirlwind of so many other things that aren't even like relative to what was even said in the beginning. Mm-hmm. People love to misconstrue the plot.
Of course.
So you know what I'm saying? So you just have
That's why you have to leave it though.
Exactly.
Like we just talked about this. Mm-hmm. When people are trying to misconstrue and misunderstand shit, leave it at that and move on. I can't sit up here and overexplain shit to people who want to misunderstand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's mine. What's yours?
That's a really good one, though, because in this era, off the dome, in the era of social media, that's a huge deal. Like, be mindful of your social media footprint. I mean, I got one long as 20 football fields, and trust me, there is shit that I look back and I'm like, oh, crashing out on the internet's not a good look, you know? Mm. But I would say mine is leaving people alone when you know you're supposed to leave them alone. Because what I have learned, this really goes for relationships. Every time I go back and mess with a man who I know I don't need to be fucking with, God sends me another lesson from that same person. And it's always worse than the one before. It's always way worse. It's like, okay, he did this. I know I need to cut him off. Okay, let me have him come back because he's digging me down. And true, it's true.
20 dicks later.
20 chances later. 20 dickings. 20 dickings later. 20 dickings later. And I'm like, it's everything he's done. It's just gotten worse. And I know God is just like, girl, I done told you. What else do you need me to show you? Do you need me to have this man unalive you? Do you need to be killed in this man's presence? Like, what more? How many more signs do I need to send you that you need to leave this hoe alone?
What's that DW meme where it was just like, God give me a sign and the sign right there. I can't read that shit though.
No, literally, because I swear that happened. Bro, I swear I could name some shit where it's like, I know I've been supposed to leave that man alone. And then it's just every lesson with them gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, oh gosh, I should have listened five times ago.
Yeah,
the Lord was trying to tell me something.
See, I'd be like, tell me one more time.
Right, and that's the problem. I just, whatever. But, there's a couple things that's been going on.
Some hot topics, you guys.
Hot topics is Katy Perry and Gayle King went to space for 20 minutes.
it was a lot of other women.
Why is there so much space shit going on? That's scary. When a lot of space shit starts happening, are they about to leave us here? And the world is about to end.
Paradise, remember?
The world is about to end. They're preparing. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's getting weird.
It is getting weird. And you know what's crazy? Emirata, she went online and was just like, I think this is really crazy. So much shit going on. What are seven women going to space going to do with the rest of the world in chaos right now? And honestly, okay, here's the thing. I get what she's saying, but it's very.
Were they really there for 20 minutes?
It's very cunt to go to space. You know what I'm saying?
No, very. Like, it is. Very, can't nobody say they've been to space.
Katy Perry's so extra as hell. She come back landing after 20 minutes and kissing
the ground. Maybe I would be kissing the ground. Out of Earth? Out of Earth?
Imagine it ain't nothing what they say it is on the geography books.
What you mean?
Like, imagine Earth looks completely different. You can't see no
Well, we other, know like, what it looks like. We have pictures and videos.
Yeah, but have we really seen it?
No, like, we haven't Perry seen it ourselves. No.
Exactly.
Gayle looked terrified the whole time.
Gayle was when like, she was I'm going in,
ringing the bell, she was like, I don't want to do this shit.
But you know what's crazy? How accessible things are to the wealthy. Like, and you know, it...
Wasn't Jeff Bezos on the damn thing?
No, it was all women. Was he?
I saw him in the little line.
Oh.
That bald man, Jeff Bezos.
No, it was
his wife went.
No, the suits were, his wife went.
I've seen him somewhere around there.
Wasn't he divorced? We don't know.
No, he's married. He's married to that lady who has like a lot of work done. I'm sure about this.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos is the bald one, right?
The bald one.
Yeah, he's married to that.
They're like, their space suits were designed by, like, what was it designed by? Dolce
& Savage Fenty. No, I'm just kidding.
No, like, it was just so much, like, press on this. And, like, Emirata was just very much like, what is the point of
this? I'm sorry, but what is the... point. Katy Perry's like, we're making room. For what? Bitch, our healthcare down here sucks. What are you talking about? Bitch, I can't get a fucking MRI.
They're trying to go see what it's like in Neptune.
What are we talking? Making space for what? Like, what are we talking? You could have took that money and gave it to some American people who need better healthcare. Like, what the what is really going on in the world?
Yeah, what is going on? The tariffs, China exposing designer handbags.
Speaking of, I wasn't going to bring this up because, you know, people, but I'm just talking about the insurance thing. I follow this trans girl because this is new information that I learned. I follow this trans girl on TikTok, right?
Oh, I've seen this in your close friends.
Yeah.
And this is old news, though.
I did not know this. Bro, so I'm on TikTok. I see her video pop up. She's like, I just got a BBL, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever. I go to the comments. Somebody's like, oh, did you pay for this out of pocket or was this covered by insurance? And in the damn, she goes, oh, it was covered by insurance. You know, I had to get it before Trump, you know, got it up out of here. I said insurance. A BBL covered by insurance?
Mm-hmm. They get procedure.
I did not know this.
Insurance
covered. My homegirl told me, she said, yeah, if you go to therapy for a year for body dysmorphia, they'll give you a BBL for free. Mm-hmm. Baby, the way I would have been in that psychiatrist's office instead of paying all that damn money for my damn BBL, what the fuck? We have lost the damn plot. No, I'm sorry. BBL should not be covered by fucking insurance. Yeah. I don't care about any of
BBL,
that. I don't
breast
care.
Breast augmentation, no.
Pay for that shit out your pocket. No. Mm-hmm. Maybe, okay, the facial feminization surgery, okay, I guess that is kind of different. I do understand that. But a fucking BBL, bitch.
I seen the one look, you like.
I know.
That would have been me.
No, I'm fucking flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted because y'all don't understand. I sat here on this damn net telling y'all how much stuff I went through with my sensory issues, how long it took me to heal, and how I still to this day don't have answers about a medical mystery that I suffered. Yeah. Couldn't even get my fucking brain scanned through Kaiser. They gave me through hell and high water. Literally to this day still haven't. But you're telling me that you're handing out fucking BBLs to people and sending people to space? To make space, bitch, how about you just start with the basics? Can we just talk about how I bet, kind of off topic, how I begged my insurance to let me see a urologist for UTIs, and then they sent me to the urologist, and the man stuck his finger up my coochie and said, you're good to go?
Yeah.
We have to get real.
Yeah.
America, we have to get
America
real.
America has a problem.
Shout America has a fucking first. Problem. I'm sorry, but it's just a joke. Continue, my bad.
No, that's honestly, it's valid. And you know what's funny? I seen on TikTok, you know the guy who gets a lot of the lady who gets a lot of backlash. Ooh. The one who, she was like explaining like transgender.
At Disneyland?
Yeah, Disneyland. Mm-hmm, yeah. So she got the facial reconstruction, like the feminization reconstruction. And they were like, I'd be mad as hell, spend all that money to look the same.
No, because people get, I feel like people get different degrees.
No, you know what's
like
funny?
A light and an extreme.
Remember when they had that, they had like on TikTok, it was a trend like before and after hormones where the transgender women were like the before and after hormones. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, where are them hormones at?
No, honestly.
I really want some.
I could use
a good hormone.
Imagine how great we would look if we had them, but we probably would be batshit crazy though, because we can't have that high of estrogen or whatever. But we would probably look so good, honestly. Because honestly, that
my
should
hair would
be,
grow back hella long.
That should be, yeah. Y'all be looking good as fuck.
What I have been doing, though, I have been working out 2 days in a row.
Yeah. I was about to say how long. Because news to me. But today, too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because I said, y'all, I really be so tired. When we first walk on stage and like we run and we do like the money.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if some people know, but that money has our face on it.
They should know.
Somebody didn't know. Somebody was just like, why y'all always throwing money? Because it has our face on it.
Yeah,
honey.
It has our faces on it. It's like a collectible. Yeah, like, y'all can pick it up and keep it. It's cute.
But so I was just like, we run on that stage for like a minute and we do our intro and we doing all this talking. I'm like, I'm about to be like Beyonce when it comes to the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I'm about to be singing and dancing with high heels on that treadmill because I'd be so out of breath after a minute of running on that stage.
And you know what? It's so funny. I don't, you know, I'm not super into the Beyonce thing, but I remember.
You should be.
I know. I remember seeing that thing where she was like, I sing on the treadmill. So now every time I get on the treadmill, I'd be like, ah. If like nobody's around, I'm like, this is real training right
here.
You
know, that's real. You know, you ever heard how Tiger Woods, how he got good, how he was? They said that his dad, I think this might be a rumor or whatever, but his dad used to throw like little bombs and he had to still focus. That's
bomb.
How Tiger, like,
oh, like
bombs.
Poppers? Crackers?
You want to do poppers hella bad.
Girl, I'm not like firecrackers.
No,
you talking about bombs.
They said grenades.
Not, he's like, not throwing no damn grenades. Not John Ranch. Have you seen that thing? Bro, That's actually a hilarious thing. People love to hate on Ja Morant.
Did we tell them about the party that we went to with him?
No.
No, I want to talk about it because they took our phones because it was like a party with like some NBA players or whatever. And when I was so mad when I found out it was him, I'm like, why? First of all, he the main one gonna expose himself on the internet.
No, but you know, it's because they can't have. He has all that stuff going on. He can't have nobody.
This was years ago when he first got in trouble, when he was always online showing them guns. Yeah. I'm like, you take my phone away when this nigga probably going to be the one with showing the gun himself?
I'm crying.
I'm like, give a damn about them.
That was not a fun party.
That party was so...
It was 800 girls.
That was the epitome of some L.A.
bullshit.
Yes.
It was done. It was In-N-Out Records. We was like, okay.
In-N-Out Records. We was like, what's this? Because, you know, sometimes you'd be having a nice little girls' night and you'd be like, let's go to some shit that'd be
right,
free.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? We'll get some free drinks, whatever.
Right.
Be a dub.
But anywho, Bad Baby's on here twice, so we might as well bring her up. Did you see the picture that she posted today with the damn boy wearing the White Lives Matter shirt?
Girl.
What's your comments on it? Because honestly, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a PR stunt. It's some bullshit. It's for attention. Nobody's doing that. That's some shit to get people talking. She is from the generation that knows how to be controversial and get like clicks, you know? So I'm like,
she riding that high from that beef.
From the Alabama Barker thing. Barker.
I mean, and also how I'm tired of all the attention being on him. That man needs to be in jail. I don't know why, but her baby daddy,
why?
Because I don't know. Something about him just don't sit right with me at this point.
I think they're both similar in age.
Oh, I thought he was hella old, like 38.
Oh, really? No, I don't think
so. I'm spreading rumors, you guys. Take everything that I just said.
I don't know. He could be 38. I don't
know.
Wait,
hold on. I'm about to Google that real
quick.
No,
I don't think he's 38. Yeah, Google it.
How old is... Hey, y'all. So before we get into this episode, let's talk about skincare. If you're like us and you're all about that healthy, hydrated, lit from within glow, then girl... It's time to level up your routine. We are officially obsessed with Buddha. This is a Black-owned skincare brand that really gets it. Like, they know every single skin type is different. And they've created products that meet you right where you are. No more guessing games or using random stuff that leaves your face confused.
One of our faves is the customizable skin kit. This one's a game changer. You literally build your own routine based on what your skin actually needs. So whether you're dealing with dryness, dullness, or just want to maintain your glow, you can tailor your products to fit you. And then there's the Supreme Customizable Skin Kit. This is for our skincare girlies who don't play when it comes to ingredients and results. It gives you even more product choices, more glow, and honestly, more luxury. Like, it's big self-care energy.
And the best part is all of these products are packed with nourishing ingredients. Think vitamin C, aloe, shea butter, and they feel so good on the skin. Butter isn't just a skincare, it's a whole experience.
And listen, guys, we've got you covered. We've teamed up with Butter to give our listeners a special hookup. Just hit the affiliate link in our episode description and start building your dream skincare routine today.
This is your sign to stop playing with your skincare and start treating it like the luxury it is. Click the link and get your Butter.
Get into this glow and thank us. Later.
Oh, he's only 26.
She needs
Never mind.
Cool it on the damn energy drinks, bro. She been wilding. But
oh, he's only 26, so I take all of that back. Okay, that's fine. Why did I think he was hella old?
He do look a little aged.
He looks old.
I'm
as
just
hell.
Kidding. We're just talking shit because he's a cheater. But what was I gonna say? Wait, and did you see the thing?
He was 40.
Did you see the thing where she talked about being touched by her old security guard?
Yeah, and that was actually really
what
sad.
What did she say? I didn't see the clip.
I didn't see the clip either. Our assistant wrote this down, you guys.
I remember that when I would see them around together, but that's really odd. That's really, really odd. I do need to go watch the clip, but
I think I seen a little clip of when Ari, because I think it started with like people be molested. Like she said something about people be molesting or this and that. And Ari said, was you molested? I remember that.
Why would she say that like that?
I remember her pointing her finger and doing that, and I thought the same thing in my head. I was like, now, why would she say that like that?
But so lightheartedly.
It was so casual. But, yeah. I mean, I guess that was probably what she needed in that moment. I guess, you know, like, it to be casual. I mean, that might be her style of, like, getting information.
She said it like that?
Yeah, I remember the pointing finger and being like, was you ever molested
That's
or something like that? So
much.
I do remember seeing that little clip, but I didn't see anything else after that. And I think it is sad. I think that she's gone through a lot. And I think she was defending herself when she slapped her mom. And she was like...
Slapped her mom?
Baddie Baby slapped her mom.
Baddie Baby.
What is her name?
Bad Baby. Danielle.
Yeah, so when she slapped her mom, she was just like, everybody mad at this little slap when she let her ex-boyfriend molest me. And I think that's how it was brought up in that manner. And, like, honestly, I feel like, you know what this is random, but you know what I don't like that I cringe every time I see now? I don't like... family content. I don't. I don't think.
I don't either.
These children and these young impressionable kids should be forced to do things for monetary gain for their family in a certain sense, because I feel like a lot of times we've seen too many documentaries time and time again where these young children are forced to do things where they don't want to, they don't feel comfortable, and then it backfires. They have a digital footprint that they're embarrassed about.
Yeah, and you can't get out of that, because once once the world views you as a kid, and this goes for like celebrity kids as well, once the world views you as a child, you're going to be looked at as a child forever. You're never going to be looked at as like a grown-ass respectable adult because it's always going to be like, oh, I remember when you was 5 years old running around with your daddy and blah blah blah, or your mother, or whatever the case.
Keke Palmer just went from 5 to 55 in like 2 years.
Right. No,
she
literally.
She auntie coded for sure. And like, not many people can do that and be able to like have longevity in a career like that. And it just makes me sad to like it's so many documentaries now, put on a smile, and then they'd be like,
Right.
It's just like, damn, like, blink twice if you need help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate the cringy family content now. I don't even like to watch it.
I don't. I've never really liked the family content, because I know it's all fake, because I know so many content creators and stuff that I know how fake shit really be. And like, I know streamers and YouTubers and all that. Everything that y'all be seeing, bro, be fake. Everything, pretty much. Literally everything. All that streamer shit be fake. Everything be fake.
You know what be bothering me? That people be like, I mean, I guess you have to have two different personas, but like, I don't know. I'm very much what you see is what you get. And like, when you see me in person, of course I may have off days or I may be like this, but what you see is what you get with me. I'm going to be the same regardless. And it'd be like, a lot of these people, like these internet influencers are like these streamers, these popular people are just like reclusive in person. And it'd be like, where is this persona at? And I'm like, maybe it's only restricted to online, but it's just like, if I were a fan of somebody, I would expect that same type of...
Well, you can't really do that. You can't do that because you know that I'm different. Well, I'm kind of different in real life.
No,
I'm not different to my friends. I'm different to people I don't know.
Yeah, you are different actually, so... You are, but no...
I'm not, I think it's in a good way though.
It's, no, you're different... But it, and I've said this before, it depends on the scenario and where you at, right? Like where we at right now. You know what I'm saying? Or like what's going on throughout the day or what's going on at the time. Like you can, but you're always nice to supporters and fans and people seeing you if they come at you correctly as well.
I don't like, if you're on the internet acting like a certain way, if you're putting on this whole huge front and then.
Like this urban image?
Yeah. We're going to bleep the names, but it is frustrating, especially like, you know, it's just, I don't know.
I guess because like anxiety hates to see me come in, especially when it's social.
Oh, yeah.
So I just don't be, I'm like, I come up to people and I'm the same way, but it's just like when I'm like, okay, well, like that really did annoy me because I'm like, I see all these little clips of you being this person. And then when you around, like, I'm
but
just
you know,
like,
people
who the
get to people
you?
People get to acting funny though when they feel like they're doing you a favor. But
oh, do you think that's what it was?
Yeah.
Did you see all of this stuff with the Coachella performances?
Oh, I don't know about the Coachella performances, but I did see people going. And I'm like, damn, people still go to Coachella? I have not been to a Coachella in fucking
So you've been to Coachella?
Years. Yes, I've been to Coachella. You never been to Coachella?
I've never been to Coachella. But also, okay, y'all don't judge me for this. I cried.
Don't touch me.
When I missed the Beyonce one and I watched it. I did. Okay, I know you're tired
of hearing. Oh, yeah, we're judging you. Nobody cares. Fucking tired of hearing about Beyonce. I'm just kidding.
I literally cried watching it because I was like, because I remember choosing work over Coachella. Yeah. And I was just like, where
that
am
was
I
a dumb
at
decision.
My, you know, where am I in my life to where I'm
broke.
Choosing? Yeah. Where that I'm choosing this over a good time because I could have gone for free. Every time I've been offered to go to Coachella, it'd be for free, and I've always chosen like work. But I'm
we've gone for free. We snuck in before. Like,
yeah, and it's just like I don't know why I'm just seeing all of these. Like, I guess this is the worst time people have had at Coachella. Where
I bet
I would you be wanting to go glamping and camping? I'm not a camping type, and I can do a lot of things, but I'm not a camping type.
I saw the camping videos for Coachella, and you know damn well I would not be doing that shit.
That is crazy.
In the heat,
100 degrees,
porta potties, sharing showers, that's not my vibe. That's not the vibe that I would like to go for at all. But I mean, I've never camped for Coachella. I've stayed at a house for Coachella. I've stayed at two houses for Coachella the times that I've gone, but that's like, you know, I only go with my rich friends. So I'm not like, going with nobody.
Yeah,
broke.
I don't know. I feel like if I were to do something like that, I feel like I would go to one of those. Like, I've been offered to go to like Burning Man festivals and things like that. And I'm
you
like,
gotta be with your celebrity friends.
You gotta be in a different type of crowd.
No, seriously.
Like,
I'm not waiting in online. I'm not I don't want I need all the passes.
Yeah.
And I need all the access to everywhere, to all the lit shit. Don't have me around no bullshit, but you know, that's just LA shit. That's not really that.
Yeah, but shout out to people who were doing that, you know, because it is an experience. And some people just love the experience of that. But I was just like, I don't see the
thrill. Which is cute, but I'm not, I don't need to experience 100 degree heat and shitty porty potties.
Yeah, absolutely not. I be, and you know, my gag reflexes are very bad.
Yeah, no,
they really are. I can't do that. So yeah, you guys, be sure to check out our description box below, because below we have Factor Meals, we have the Butter Link, we have our show in Virginia Beach, we have our Patreon content, our website, our merch, everything. Check it out, you guys, below. We love you, and here's the advice.
Advice, please, and please keep me anonymous if you don't mind. Hey, y'all, love the pod, and I'm so tuned in. Me and my man have been on and off for 8 years. I left his ass, and then we got back together, and then he left me again, and then we got back again. That was for 2 summers in a row. The love is so deep and real. It sounds head ass, but that's my other half. He's currently dealing with some sort of midlife crisis, wanting to quit his job and take up photography and follow his dreams. We live together. I don't mind holding it down financially because realistically I already can, but I'm so worried that the relationship is over. We talk about marriage and nothing comes of it. We talk about our dreams and I'm the only one accomplishing shit. I still think the sex is fire, and he's also the only man I want to be with. But from his end, it seems like all talk. What should I do? I'm down to hear Winter's out-of-pocket advice as well as Shy's soft girl devout approach. Love y'all so much. You're like my besties. K-bye.
Love you.
Aw. I mean, if you still love him, then still be with him. But I think that you should tell him how you feel and be like, I'm worried that you're all talk and you're not, you know, on your shit how I need you to be. If that's who you love and, you know, the spark is still there, then I say keep at it.
She said the spark's still there? What?
Yeah.
And she said the 8 years that
they were together. Yeah, the spark is still there, but 8 years is kind of long.
Yeah, and how old are they?
I don't know. But
at this, okay, honestly, from a perspective of working with a lot of photographers, it sucks to say this, but like they don't be making money like
that.
They don't. And I'm just being honest with you. So, but it's like you want to, it's a tough position, and I see where she's at because you want to be supportive and you want to hold it down, but it's like I can't be the only one, you know, doing this.
Keep your job and do pictures on the side, babe.
Honestly.
That's,
you know,
that's
keep your job and do pictures on the side and be supportive as possible and be like, I support whatever you do, but these bills need to be paid.
Yeah. Well, bye guys. Have a good night.
Love you.